With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. The murder trial of a man accused of killing his uncle continues. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks reports from the main court building.
Testimony of the final witness in the Crown's case against Demisio Frederick is now complete. Cross-examination and re-examination of the detective superintendent tasked with investigating the murder of Christopher Johnson resumed and concluded this morning as the case begins to wind down. Next on the agenda is agreed facts, which are matters the jury will not have to decide on as they're agreed between the Crown and the defense. Following the presentation of agreed facts, the defense will then be given an opportunity to present its case. But it's important to remember that the defense need not put forward a case, as the burden of proof rests solely with the Crown. It remains unclear if Mr. Frederick will take the stand in his own defense. Following the presentation of the defense's case, prosecuting and defense counsel will then present their closing speeches to the jury, after which trial judge, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, will sum up the case before the jury of 12 begin their deliberations. Reporting from the courthouse for Radio Cayman News, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
We'll keep you informed as the trial continues. In other news, the DART Minds Inspired program hosted two inter-school competitions recently, bringing together 160 students from 19 public and private schools across the islands. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The inaugural VEX IQ Mix and Match Junior Inter-School Robotics Competition welcomed 79 students under the age of 15 from 11 local schools. The event challenged participants to design, build, and operate VEX IQ robots while collaborating with peers from other schools. The momentum continued the next day with the 8th Annual Minds Inspired First Tech Challenge. This year's competition featured 86 students operating 14 advanced competition robots from 8 public and private schools. This year's theme, Decode, required teams to engineer robots capable of launching balls as part of the competition mission. First Tech Challenge serves as the qualifying platform for the Cayman Islands National Robotics Team, which competes annually at the International Global Challenge. The 2026 team members who will be selected for the international competition in South Korea will be announced soon. Cayman Prep and High School took the top spot in the junior competition, with CIS Science and CIS Tech snagging the winning alliance team. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information about Minds Inspired, you can visit mindsinspired.ky. Finally, members of the Central Planning Authority are meeting on Wednesday for their bi-monthly session. Classic 5 Limited is pitching 23 townhouses on Selkirk Drive in Prospect, while Jarl Towers is looking to build 9 units on Spots Newland Road. Alder Estates is hoping for a green light on its planned development for 32 apartments, 11 townhomes, and additional amenities, including a pickleball court on Willie Farrington Drive in West Bay. Grand Harbor is also seeking approval for a new commercial building at the corner of Crewe Road and Edgewater Way in Georgetown. In addition, the CPA will review a land clearing application on Sunnyfield Road in Northside, an area previously affected by an interim directive from the National Conservation Council concerning critical blue iguana habitat, which was lifted by Cabinet last November. This property spans 121 acres, and the current request involves clearing 3 acres for agricultural use. Finally, Cayman Prep and High School is asking for approval to install a speed bump and flow restrictor plates on Smith Road. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Germany and Britain say NATO will not be involved in attempts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to shipping. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said London was working with individual allies on a plan to secure the waterway, which has been largely blocked by Iran. President Trump has said it will be very bad for NATO if it doesn't get involved. Israel says it has plans for another 3 weeks of war against Iran. It's conducted further strikes at 3 of the biggest Iranian cities. Iran has mounted retaliatory strikes. Israel says people displaced by its campaign against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon will not be allowed to return home until the north of Israel is secure. The army says it's conducting limited ground operations. Cuba is to allow its nationals living abroad to invest directly in its economy. The foreign trade minister said Cuba wanted to have a fluid commercial relationship with Cubans and their descendants living in the United States. The UN Human Rights Chief says he's concerned by reports from Venezuela that the torture of detainees has continued following the US overthrow of President Maduro. Volker Turk said many Venezuelans remained in arbitrary detention despite a new amnesty law. Interpol says an estimated $442 billion were lost worldwide last year to financial fraud. It said AI-enhanced fraud was now almost five times more profitable than traditional methods. It's been confirmed Sean Penn failed to pick up his Oscar for Best Supporting Actor because he was on his way to Ukraine. A fierce advocate of Ukraine's independence, the Hollywood star is expected to meet President Zelensky. The Vatican has announced details of Pope Leo's upcoming 11-day trip to Africa. It said the Pope will travel to Algeria, Cameroon, Angola and Equatorial Guinea next month. The tour will start in Algiers. BBC News.